LCP Country.
Let's ride.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers Podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes. We are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me as always, co-host Tone.
Good evening, boys.
Welcome back, Tone, and moderator AJ.
What up, boys?
Woo, we're back. Day one, season three, episode one. I mean, it feels so good to be back. If you don't know what that means NFL is here. Tomorrow night, game one, Bills versus Rams. One sleep away, unbelievable feeling. Tone, what does it feel like to have that NFL season back?
It's like Christmas morning, boys.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Great words of Bart Scott. Ah, and real quick, if you don't know us and you're a first-time listener, first, that's not the everyday intro, but that was fire. If you're not pumped up, then you're not breathing. So we're the Luck Changers Podcast, obviously. Me and Tone, we go through every one of these games. We either like a game, we'll take a place, or we'll place a bet on it. We'll let you know what we like, or we'll just pass the game if we're just not very comfortable. We're not gonna come out here and give you bad plays. We're gonna give you the best plays that we're the most comfortable with. Both of our totals were over 55% last year. If you don't know what that means, that's professional. So
making money.
We're making money, yeah.
Making you money.
Facts. Both over 20 units on the season last year. Just expect greatness, because obviously we're the Luck Changers and we're here to change your luck. AJ, how do you feel about the NFL season?
I'm ready. It was a long off season. Super excited. We did a few, you know, kind of like group prop bet challenges over the off season that I'm really excited they're going to start coming into fruition week one. A lot riding on the Bills for myself. A lot riding on the Eagles. So those are the two teams I'm keeping an eye on. How about you guys? Who are you guys watching for this year?
I gotta say my Minnesota Vikings this year. A lot of people are sleeping on us. I just think we did exactly what we needed to in the draft. We got a lot of good players in free agency. I think I'm ready for the season. Tone, who do you like?
There's a handful of teams I'm you know, eyeballing this year. I think I'm pumped about the Eagles. I have Jalen Hurts on my fantasy team. Okay. I got AJ Brown, who I've just been a fan of, and I think there's a lot of potential there. So I'm probably looking for the Eagles, but I'm down on the Titans.
Oh, ooh, yeah, I'm not huge on the Titans either. But AJ had mentioned real quick about the prop bets. So if you didn't listen to the episode, each one of us took eight teams, and whoever has the best win-loss record out of those eight teams amongst the three of us. We still haven't picked the punishment out yet. We're going to let you guys decide, but we have a few ideas in mind, and there's no shortage of absolutely brutal punishments.
Yeah, so go back and listen to those. So we had the team draft, and that's going to be the prize, and then we have the seasonal prop bets, and that's the punishment.
Oh, yeah.
Go listen to those two episodes. Those were fun. I'm excited to see who comes out victorious on both of those.
Yeah, I don't quite remember what episodes they are. We'll probably throw them in the description if we can, just so you can go back and listen, just to see who we got and follow along with us, because it's going to be a shitty punishment or a really cool prize.
Definitely.
So, with that being said, I think we're going to throw it to... Oh, actually, I'm sorry, real quick, sorry, don't press the button yet. We also do DraftKings. If you're not familiar with Daily Fantasy, we go off of DraftKings. Every week, we'll give you our best lineup, the best value lineup that we can. So if you want to ride us, I don't blame you. We won a lot last year. So, yeah, we also do DraftKings at the end. So stick around. Don't quite leave when we're done making our picks.
Yeah. And the more the better. We want you to participate in our DraftKings. So we'll be sure to post that on social media and be sure to join us if you want in. Let us know.
Yeah, I host a weekly contest. Right now I do 20 people, but I can always extend it to 25, 30, 50, 100. It doesn't matter. Just send me your DK and you'll get an invite. $5, chump change.
Definitely.
But you can win big. Now press the button.
What did he say?
All right, boys, it's What Did He Say? It's the first What Did He Say of Season 3, so we're starting off the slate 0-0. And just in case we do have any new listeners, really quick, What Did He Say? Our guy D-Say sends us a trivia question from home. I give it to the boys before we really get started into the episode so that they can ponder on this question throughout the episode.
Christian ponder, if you will.
Exactly. And then before closing out, I throw the question back. We get their answers. And we see if Dakota can stump these two or not. So let's go ahead and start us off with the first What Did He Say of Season 3. Cooper Kupp is the first wide receiver to lead all players in fantasy points since 2014. That 2014 wide receiver also had the number one running back as his teammate. Name that wide receiver running back combo.
Oh, that you're, oof.
That's true.
What did he say?
Shout out to our guy, D-Say. 2014. That segment was sponsored by Dakota, so appreciate it.
Shout out Dakota, for sure.
All right, so this is the segment where we usually recap, but obviously we didn't have a week last week, so we weren't going to recap. We're going to just go straight to the week one lines, and we're going to do that by starting off with tomorrow night's Thursday night football game. We're just a little bit more than 24 hours away from kickoff, boys. I'm super excited. So let's go ahead. This is going to be a great game, possibly the game of the week, honestly. So what a treat that we're getting. We have the Buffalo Bills. They are minus 2 points. They're currently the opening Super Bowl favorites for the 2022 season, and they're going to be taking on the 2021 Super Bowl champs, the LA Rams. The Rams' money line is plus 115 if you like the champs. The over-under, 52. What do you guys think?
I'm super pumped for this game. It's going to be awesome to kind of kick things off. And originally, I didn't want to take anything on this game. I kind of just wanted to enjoy it and sit back on the sidelines. But it's the first game. I can't not take anything. I'm going to take a teaser. I'll tease the Rams up to plus 8. I'm going to take them with the Vikings up to plus 7. So for me, it's just hard not to take them at home, getting more than a touchdown. This Bills team, you know, they've been hyped up all season. They're Super Bowl favorites for the first time since, I think, 1990. It's just going to be a lot of pressure for them. They're traveling to the West Coast, and I definitely think they could win this game, but I'll be surprised if the Rams allow them to, you know, get kind of blown out at home. So we'll see. Von Miller has switched from one team to another, so it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, and I think it'll be a good game. So I'll take the Rams plus 8 on a teaser with the Vikings plus 7.
I like that. So, fun little stat here. Over the last 12 seasons, the Super Bowl winning team going into the next year are 9-3. So, them getting points, I'm actually going to tail that first leg of your teaser with I'm going to take the Rams. They were 8.5 or 2.5, but I'm still going to like it at 8. I don't think that's much of a difference. We're getting past that 7 points that we like to. But I'm going to tease that with the Baltimore Ravens. They are minus 7 right now. I'm going to take them down to minus 1 against Joe Flacco and the Jets. I know Joe Flacco going back against his old team, but he's not very good. So I expect the Ravens to at least win this game. But then again, if Joe Flacco goes out, plays with a little heart, he could keep it close, and they could cover that spread. So I like taking them down to minus 1, just basically to win the game. Worst thing that could happen is I push on a 1-point game, which is very rare. So give me the Rams plus 8 and the Ravens minus 1.
All right. A little bit of a half look at it to start us off.
A little halfy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say. I think one thing that's important, too, is, you know, Nate said it went from 8.5 down to 8. And most of the time, that's not a big deal, but it is important to shop around and understand what your book's rules are. Sometimes a push is going to just be a push. So if it lands on 8, it's just a tie. Some books, if it pushes one leg of your teaser, it's a loss. Mm-hmm. So it's just important to shop around and understand exactly what your teaser is, because if you have a book that pushes a loss, I'm not taking any teasers that aren't a half a point, you know, differentiated, because I don't want to have a chance of landing on that number. So,
right.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
All right. Well, speaking of Joe Flacco and the Jets, let's go ahead and jump to our first game on Sunday. We have the Baltimore Ravens, minus 7. They're traveling to New York to take on the Jets. Over under for this game, 44.5 points. Nate, you already mentioned you're taking a teaser on this game. Tone, what do you think about this one?
I'm actually also going to take a teaser. So week 1 is just, it's hard for me. I'm going to try not to take a ton of teasers throughout the season, maybe one a week. Week 1 is the hardest because these lines have been sitting here for months. They've really gotten shaped and constructed differently now. So I kind of want to get some leeway back, so I will be taking 2 teasers tonight, and this will be another one. So I'm going to take the Ravens down to minus 1, and I'm going to tease them with the Broncos down to minus 0.5. So that'll be my teaser. It's just hard not to take this Baltimore Ravens team. I know they're going to be on the road, but they're playing this Jets squad who does have some talent on offense, and they have some, you know, had some good draft picks on defense as well, but I just can't see the Ravens losing. Lamar's back. They should have a healthier backfield. And they're just a superior team to me. This Jets team should be pretty trash, and it'd be hard for them to come out 1-0. They may do it, but for me, I think there's value on taking the Ravens down to -1. So I'll take them again with the Broncos down to -0.5.
Okay. Nate, the Ravens were the Nate's preseason Super Bowl prediction before the season started. Week one, are you still on the Ravens wagon?
I am. Okay. In the off chance that Lamar does hold out, which I don't think he's the kind of guy who will, he wants the win, go out there and compete. I just hope he gets his contract this week because that man deserves it. So, yeah, Super Bowl, him, Mark Andrews, even Devin Duvernay and Rashad Bateman. J.K. Dobson's coming back, Gus Edwards. I think they got a squad.
I agree.
Next up, we have the New Orleans Saints. They are -5.5, and they're going to be traveling to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. Over-under for this game, 42.5.
So if you saw the Luck Changers podcast TikTok, you know, a couple days ago, we put out a talk that was important, you know, and I think it's something you want to pay attention to. It's going to be divisional home dogs. They're 5-0 since 2018. So this is going to be a game that qualifies for that. We have the Falcons at home +5.5 versus the Saints. And for me, you hate to do it. It's dirty. It's ugly. But I'm going to take the Falcons. Oh. So I'll take the Falcons +5.5. You know, I think they're going to be bad this year, but they definitely have some talent. You know, they have Kyle Pitts, Cordell Patterson, Drake London. Marcus Mariota isn't great, but I think he can keep it close. And in the red zone, he has pretty good results. So I do think there's a chance for them to at least keep it close, score some points, and make it a shootout. So it's going to be tough, but sometimes you got to take the number. I would have loved to get it at 6. I think it only went to 6 for a second. It bounced back down to 5.5. So I'll still take it. So give me the Falcons +5.5.
Yeah, initially I did have the Saints down. I saw the talk. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Jameis Winston's coming off that injury. I don't know what Michael Thomas is looking like. Week one, 5.5 is a lot on the road. So I'm just going to pass this one and watch it from the sidelines.
Our first pass of season 3. Yep, there it is.
I did. I sent Tone a picture. I liked the Saints initially. I'm just scared away from them.
It's tough, too. I mean, Saints are on the road with a rookie head coach. Jameis Winston's first game back.
Right.
It's going to be tough. So we'll see how it plays out.
That's a smart pick. I like that. Next up, we have the New England Patriots. They are going to be +3, traveling down to Miami to take on the Dolphins. Over-under for this game, 46.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take this one. So Tua is undefeated, I believe, against Bill Belichick, 3-0. And I'm just going to keep that riding. I think they're the better football team. Given 3, the worst thing that could happen is a push, which it might end up doing. But I think they end up getting it done. I love this Dolphins team this year. I think they go out and fight for the division. Obviously, they're not going to win it over the Bills, but they're a better football team than the Patriots. And 3 at home, I'll lay that. So give me the Fins, -3.
Very nice. Yeah, I like that line. I wanted to take it. It was hard for me just because, again, we have another rookie head coach and Mike McDaniel. And I like him, actually. I think this team has a ton of talent. I'm really excited to see what they do on both sides of the ball. But I'm going to pass this one.
All right. Next up, we have AJ, the moderator's game of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be our Cleveland Browns. They are going to be +1. And they're going to be traveling to Carolina to take on Baker Mayfield and the Panthers. Over-under for this game, 42.
So another game I'm going to have to pass. I can't wait to watch it. I'm so excited to see how Baker does versus the Browns. I like the Browns when they were at, you know, 2.5, teasing them up to 8.5. Now, you know, it's hard. I would probably lean towards possibly the Panthers, but the Browns have a solid roster. I mean, they have a really talented offensive line. They have some studs on defense, and they still have some playmakers on offense despite Deshaun Watson being out till week 12. So I think there's value in them. You still could tease them up to +7, but I'm just going to go ahead and pass this game.
Yeah, I'm actually going to take the under in that game.
Oh, okay.
So not my words, but Baker's. He said he was going to fuck them up. First there fuck of the season,
nice.
So I had to drop it. And I don't think the Browns defense is going to take too kindly to that. And Jacoby Brissett, I'm not sold on. I don't know if you guys watched him in his starts with Miami last year, and he was not very good. So I can't expect that offense to go out and blow anyone's mind. So I think it's a slow start, real fun game to watch, but under 42, I think that's a lock. Oh, actually, I'm sorry, can we put 2 units on my teaser? I forgot to do that.
Which one, sir?
The Rams and the Ravens.
Not a problem. That's going to be a two-unit teaser.
Yep, I'm sorry. I had that written down. I just, like, I caught up in the moment. The intro was so good. I just...
So the Browns and the Panthers, Tone, as a Browns fan, but as someone who, you know, was faithful and loyal to Baker Mayfield, who are you rooting for Sunday?
I'm rooting for the Browns. Yeah? I will be rooting for Baker throughout the season. I'm going to need the Browns to get as many dubs as they can.
For sure.
I know it's going to be tough. But, yeah, I'll be rooting for the Browns. But after week one, I'll be rooting for Baker just to see how he can handle it.
I either want Baker to have a amazing game, like 400 yards, four touchdowns, no picks, or I want him to have an absolutely trash-ass game. Like,
right.
98 yards, four picks, no touch. It's got to be one of the two. It can't be just a decent, solid game. It's got to be great or it's got to be trash. But I'm really excited to watch that game. That should be good. We're going to jump from the Browns to the Steelers. We have the Pittsburgh Steelers plus 6.5 points. Really wild to see the Steelers getting that many points anytime. Steelers plus 6.5, traveling to Cincinnati to take on our beloved Bengals. Prayers to our Bengals fans out there. Over-under, 44 points. What do you guys think about this line?
So I think this line's just a little too high. I know everyone's going to be hype on the Bengals this year, myself included. You know, I think they're going to be tough. They got a lot of potential. Offensively, they're so talented on so many parts of the ball. You know, Joe Burrow's awesome. Love the receiving core. Joe Mixon's a beast. You know, it's just tough. This AFC North divisional matchup games, I think 6.5, they're kind of begging you to take the Bengals, but I'm going to take the Steelers. So I'll take the Steelers plus 6.5. I think opening up, they'll have that defense ready to rock. And I think it might be a lower scoring game than we're thinking it could be. So I'll take the 6.5. I really wish I would get 7, but I think the Steelers have a ton of potential. And the Bengals coming off that Super Bowl loss, those teams generally don't fare too well against the spread. So I'll play the number and give me the Steelers plus 6.5.
So I guess I was under the impression that Joe Burrow might not be playing this week. The appendectomy or whatever.
Oh yeah, I didn't hear that.
Hammer the Steelers.
Yeah, if right. That's the case, absolutely. I could be wrong. Maybe that was just like a preseason thing. I haven't heard anything since. I guess I don't know. I'm gonna pass it. I'm not sure about Mitchell Trubisky. I do think he's better than a lot of people give him credit for. I just want to see him working in this offense. Najee Harris, I think, is going to have a big year. George Pickens, I think, he's going to be wide receiver one by the end of the season over Claypool and Johnson. But I just I can't put my name under this game. I'm going to watch it. I think it's going to be a really fun game to watch, but I'm going to pass.
Next up, we have the San Francisco 49ers. They are going to be minus 7 points. They're traveling to Chicago to take on Justin Fields and the Bears. Over-under for this game, 41.5 points.
Yeah, again, I think I'm going to pass. The uncertainty with Trey Lance and that offense, obviously their defense is really good. Their offensive weapons are great. Their coach is one of the best in the league right now. But against this Bears team, I think Justin Fields has a lot to prove. I think they keep it close. But I think this is all on Trey Lance. I'll probably start taking these 49er games in the future, but I have to watch and see what he does first.
Yeah, I'm also going to pass this game. Just because it's plus 7, I might lean towards the Bears, but I can't do it. I do think it will be a tough battle for Trey Lance on the road in his first game as a starter, but I don't want to take it either way. I thought about teasing the 49ers down, but who knows what could happen with the Bears, so I'm going to go ahead and just pass the game entirely.
In a really weird, surprising move, the 49ers re-signed Jimmy G. How many bad games is Trey Lance afforded before they make the switch back?
Man, that's a great question.
I say maybe the first 5 or 6. If they go 1-4, 1-5, 2-5, I think maybe Jimmy G gets the call. But I think it's, if they end up, even if Trey Lance is playing bad and they have a winning record, I don't think they're going to go back to Jimmy G, and it will just break the kid's confidence.
That was such a weird move.
Very weird. Yeah. Very surprising.
Took $21 million less to be a backup.
Wild.
Mm-hmm. Good for our guy Jimmy G, though. Next up, we have the Philadelphia Eagles. They are minus 4, as one of the LCP squad's teams to watch out for this year. We like the Eagles. They're traveling to Detroit to take on the Lions. Over-under, 48.5 points. What do you guys think about this one?
I love this Eagles team this year. I think they're going to be fantastic, make a lot of improvements on both sides of the ball. I just don't like them this week. So I'm not going to take them. I wanted to take the Lions plus 4 at home. I love teasing them up to plus 10, but I'm just not going to do it. I think this Lions team has a decent offensive line. They have some playmakers on offense. Some guys, you know, they got Adrian Hutchinson, number one pick on defense. Aiden Hutchinson.
Bum.
Ooh, my guys can sing. Billy
He can sing. I like their head coach. I just think there's a lot of good things going on in the Lions organization, and I really wanted to take them, but I'm going to pass it. We'll see. What do you think, Nate?
Yeah, I love Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
I love the way he's got this team playing.
Great coach.
If you watch any Hard Knocks.
Shout out to Hard Knocks.
Right. I love their 1-2 combo with DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams. St. Brown's going to have a big year at receiver. Once Jameson Williams gets back from injury, their first-round wide receiver pick. I think this team could be scary in the NFC North the second half of the year, but I don't know, man. I think I got to take the Lions getting that 4 points. I love a home team getting more than 3 points, kind of like how you have the Falcons with that 5.5. I love that line. So give me the Lions plus 4. I think they can give them a run for their money. Me and Tone were talking before the show, and we remember the Eagles' dream team, what Vince Young marked them as. I forget what year that was, and that was just a fall-apart team. So I could see a slow start for the Eagles, but I do think they're a team to watch out for later on in the season.
Next up, we have the Indianapolis Colts, and they are minus 7 points, an entire touchdown, traveling to Houston to take on the Texans. Over-under for this game, 45.5 points.
Oh, that's me. I'm going to end up passing this one. Matt Ryan, that quarterback, I do think the Colts are going to win this division. They're going to have a pretty easy season ahead of them. It starts with this game, but 7 points is a lot. Houston, I don't hate Davis Mills back there. The only thing that scares me is Lovie Smith. He never really had real good success as a coach other than that Super Bowl team he took the Bears to.
Bum.
Yeah, not that great. He wasn't very good in college. He wasn't, what was he, the DC last year, and he wasn't good, but they promoted him anyway. I don't know. I think I like their receivers. I like their rookie running back who Tone's super high on. But I got to pass this one. I could see the Colts winning by 7.
Yeah, I also had to pass this one. I liked Houston a lot more, 8.5, and they're one of those teams that fit that criteria. So they are a home dog in a divisional matchup week one, and I think they could cover the spread, but I can't take it. Again, we got a new head coach, and I'm trying to stay away from that. We do have a very talented Colts team as well, so we'll see what Matt Ryan can do, but we know they got the best running back in the game. They got some pretty good guys at receivers, and they got a tough defense, so they're a good team overall, good offensive line. I don't want to bet against them, but I don't want to bet on them, so I'll go ahead and pass this game.
Last game of the 1 o'clock slot, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are plus 2.5 points. They're going to be traveling to Washington to take on the Commanders. Over-under for this game, 44 points.
I got to pass this one, too. This is a stinker. I mean, this is probably the stinker of the week for me. I don't want to bet on either one of these teams. If I had, actually, I'm not even going to lean. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm curious to see what happens with both of these teams. They both have some adversity they're facing, and we'll see how it plays out. But I'm going to go ahead and pass this game.
Yeah, initially when the spread was 3, I did have the Jags, but it just goes to show how important half a point is in this industry. So I'm going to ultimately pass it now. If you can find it, or if it moves back to 3 on any of the sports books you're on, then I will take the Jags. But for now that it's 2.5, I'm going to put a pass on it. But like I said, if you could find it anywhere else at 3, I would take the Jags. But that's going to be a pass.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump to our 4:30 games. To start it off, we have the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're going to be minus 6 points. They're going to be traveling down to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. Over-under for this game, 53.5 points.
Yeah, I hate to do it. It's just another pass. It's week one. I typically like to play maybe 5 to 7 games per week, but it will probably be a little lower this week. Just a feeling out process with the new receiving core the Chiefs have, without DeAndre Hopkins and the Arizona Cardinals. We'll see what Kyler can do now that he got his bag. I'm going to watch this one. It's going to be a fun game to watch. I'll give you that. That total is really high, 53.5 week one, but it's going to be a pass.
Yeah, it's going to be another pass for me. I'm curious to see what this Chiefs team does. I mean, the last couple of years, they've had the spotlight on them. They were the favorites to win, and people expected greatness out of them. And they were great at times. Now, not so much. They have a really tough division. I feel like most people are kind of counting them out here. So we'll see how it plays out. I don't like this Cardinals team. They got rid of, you know, some key pieces, and DeAndre Hopkins is suspended, and I just don't feel great about him. So I'm going to pass this game. I don't know if I have a lean or not, but one thing I noticed about this game is it's the highest total on the week. So that might be kind of interesting to see how the DK and fantasy guys play out.
Good find, yeah.
All right, next up, we have a potential contender for game of the week. It's going to be a good one. We have a divisional matchup between the Las Vegas Raiders, who are +3, traveling to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. Over-under for this game, 52 points.
So I hate to do it. Another game I have to pass. I mean, I'm rooting for both these teams, too. I said at the earlier, you know, the beginning of the show that I'm rooting for the Eagles. I also like the Chargers, and I kind of always find myself rooting for this Raiders team because I have their team total over. So I don't know. I would think the Chargers want to come back, get revenge from that Week 18 game last year. And, you know, it's just I don't know what's going to happen with it. But I will pass this game, and I'm going to root for just a shootout.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a super fun game to watch. I'll take a little action on it. I'm going to take the Chargers laying that 3 points at home. It's a redemption game. I don't know if you remember what happened last year. The Raiders knocked them out of the playoff run. And I think this year they do get redemption, especially because they're at home. I love this Chargers team. I think they're going to end up winning the division. I think they can make the Super Bowl this year. So just laying 3, I do think they get it done by 4-7. It will be a close one, but yeah, give me that Chargers team.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
Speaking of that.
Oh.
I got 3 words for you. You like that?
No! I do. I really do.
We got the Green Bay Packers. -1, and they're traveling to Minnesota to take on Nate's Minnesota Vikings. Over-under for this game, 47 points. Tone's already got a teaser on this one. Nate, tell me you're taking the Vikings this week. What do you think?
Well, I'm rocking that JJ, that Justin Jefferson jersey. Shout out Slim. He snagged it up for me. I appreciate you. But I got to pass it. It's one point. I know. They're at home. Green Bay, I don't know what kind of team they're going to be without Devontae Adams. They're getting David Bakhtiari back, I believe. So, 1 point. I do like Tone's teaser. I do think if you had the chance, you definitely want to take the Vikings up to 7 as opposed to the other way around. But I'm obviously just going to watch this one as a fan and probably cry if we lose by 1 point.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so while I am going to pass, or, you know, I already took them as far as my teaser goes, this is the last game of the week that qualifies for that home dog in a divisional matchup.
Oh,
so
nice.
For our listeners, you know, if you want to dabble there, you can. But we saw last year what this Vikings team can do. Tease.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
they were just
the tease
money bags. So
just that Rams game was the only one you would have lost if you tease the Vikings every week.
Tease the Vikings.
Tease them. They won't win, but they sure will lose at the end.
Season 1 was Chiefs can't cover. Season 2 was Vikings tease. Really excited to see what season 3 is about.
Right.
We'll see.
I hope we jump on that trend early, whatever it may be.
But yeah, Vikings were the goats for teasing. So keep that in mind. And real quick, just to recap, Tone does have a teaser on this one. Rams +8, Vikings +7. Next up, we have the New York Giants +5.5. They're going to be traveling down to Tennessee to take on the Titans. Over-under for this game, 43.5.
So I hate to do another game. I got to pass. I really wanted to take the Giants. I just don't feel good about this Titans team this year. And, you know, it's hard. I'm trying to stay away from teams with new head coaches. Mm-hmm. That's just why I'm not going to take the Giants on the road, at least.
What's the who's the Giants head coach?
I was asking Tone. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tone, who's the Giants head coach? He's asking you.
I don't pronounce it right. I know why you're
doing
that.
Oh, yeah, you don't. Say it.
No.
Yeah, go for it.
Just one try.
So if you're wondering who the Browns, or sorry, if you're wondering who the Giants head coach is, just go ahead and hit Google.
Okay.
And it'll have it
Fair
right
enough.
There for you. So.
Anyways. Okay. Nate, what about you? You like this game at all?
No, I hate it. I think this is another stinker. Obviously, I'm also not on the Titans this year. Danny Dimes, this is his last run, I believe. Saquon Barkley, I'm hoping he has a huge year.
Yeah.
My fantasy team rides on it a lot. If I were to lean, I would lean Giants. But other than that, I don't want to touch this. Maybe the under 43.5. A lot of running, I believe, is going to be going on in this game. I mean, who is Ryan Tannehill going to throw to? I'm not sold on Robert Woods when there's not another superstar next to him.
Derrick Henry.
Trey Burke.
Yeah, Traylon. Or I think Traylon Burke.
All right. We're going to jump to the Sunday night football game. I'm so pumped for Sunday night football. It's going to be a great game. We're going to go to the GOAT, Tom Brady. He came back. He's out of retirement. What a quick retirement it was. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, -2.5 points. They're traveling to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Over-under for this game is 51 points. I don't know if you guys are watching. The line's been shifting quite a bit on this specific game. What do you guys think about this one?
Yeah, the line shift is what kind of scares me away. If anything, I would like wouldn't mind teasing the Cowboys up to 8.5, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not sold on this Buccaneers team either. It doesn't seem like Tom Brady's really ready to come back for another year. It's starting to seem like he's second-guessing his decision again, so I got to pass.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got to pass as well. It's just, I don't know. There's so much uncertainty on both of these teams, so I don't really want to rock with it. I want to kind of see how they play out. Maybe I'll pick back up on these teams, you know, week 3, week 4, but right now I just don't know what's going on. Should be a fun Sunday night football game, but I'm going to pass.
All right, last game on our slate. Super pumped for this game. You guys already know what it is. Mm-hmm. Broncos country.
Let's ride.
We got the Denver Broncos, -6.5 points. Russell Wilson taking over as QB1 for the squad. They're going to be traveling to Seattle to take on Russell's former team, the Seahawks. Over-under for this game is 44.5 points. It's primetime Monday Night Football. Tone's already got a teaser on this one. Nate, what do you think about this one?
Quick shout-out to Issei, big Broncos guy, let's ride kind of thing. But I'm going to have to ultimately pass this one. I'm excited to see Russell Wilson go back to Seattle week 1. I feel like that kind of, I don't know if the fix was in, but with that Baker reunion, even though they are in Carolina with Russell, I don't know. I think this will be a fun one to watch. I am so pumped to have Monday Night Football back. If you're unaware, me and my guy Tone, we are in a bowling league, and that's probably one of my favorite things to do is watch Monday Night Football while bowling with a bunch of degenerates.
Love it. I'm also going to – well, I guess I just took a teaser, but I think there is value in the Seahawks because I feel like no one's betting them. So I'm not going to be the guy to do it. I'm just going to tease the Broncos down because I'd be shocked. I just don't see how the Broncos can lose because the Seahawks are just an inferior team. But I could see a lot of value. I wouldn't be surprised if they cover that 6.5, especially if it gets up to 7.
All right, so that wraps up our week 1 lines. This is the part where we're going to go ahead and jump to our recap. We're going to give the listeners just a breakdown of all of our picks for the week. And Nate, I'm going to start with you. Go ahead and give me just a rundown of all of your picks for this week.
Yeah, so I'm starting out with a two-team teaser. I got the Rams teased up to +8 and the Ravens teased down to -1, so obviously two units. I have the Dolphins -3, the Browns and Panthers under 42, the Lions +4, and the Chargers -3.
All right, so that's going to give Nate 5 plays, 1 teaser, 4 single bets. And that's going to be 6 units total in play. Tone, I'm going to throw it over to you. Go ahead and give the listeners a breakdown of your plays for the week.
So I have the Rams tease up to +8 with the Vikings +7. I got the Ravens tease down to -1 with the Broncos down to -0.5. I got Atlanta straight up +5.5 at home. And I got the Steelers on the road +6.5.
All right. So for Tone, that's going to be 4 plays, 2 teasers, 2 single bets, 4 units are in play. Unfortunately for listeners, we have 0 luck it ins. We have 0 head to head. So that's something to watch for in the year for new listeners. Luck it ins are picks that both Tone and Nate make together. We really love those. And our head to heads are simply whenever they go against each other. So week 1 is almost like, I don't know if I want to call it practice.
More of a feeling out process.
But we're feeling things out. It's challenging. Definitely entertainment purposes only week 1 for sure, you know.
We just don't have like any hard data to go off of. We're going off of like last year and then additions and subtractions. But
absolutely,
it's really nice to get in like week 5, 6, 7, 8 where you have like a couple months of data.
Definitely. So real quick, before we switch gears and we get to our DraftKings, for myself, AJ the Moderator's Game of the Week, as mentioned, it's the Browns-Panthers. Super pumped for that game. Nate, I'm going to go with you first. What's Nate's Game of the Week? What's the game you're most looking forward to this week?
I think if you're basing off these spreads, I think it's the Vikings-Packers.
Yeah?
Just a one-point game, but I'm not basing off that. I'm basing off as a fan.
Okay.
So I'm going to take tomorrow night's game, the Rams and Bills. I think that's going to be the game of the week.
It'd be a great game. Tone, what about you? What's the game that you're, like, most looking forward to this week?
I honestly, both of those games, because I'm a Browns fan, tomorrow's opening night. But another game that I think is going to be really fun, very low-key, is the Dolphins and Patriots. Because I'm really excited to see what this Dolphins team does. I know the Patriots are always going to show up, so I think that'll be a low-key good game to watch.
I agree, yeah. Even maybe that Cardinals-Chiefs game could be a low-key.
A lot of great games to start off week one.
There's not a bad game, except for maybe the Jaguars, Commanders.
Titans,
Giants.
I don't mind that one either, actually.
No?
Okay.
As much. But yeah, it's stinky. It doesn't smell good.
Stinky.
It overrides the stinky college football weekend. So.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so when we finish up lines for the NFL week, we switch gears. We jump to DraftKings. That's when we give you guys our DraftKings rosters for the week. Week one. Nate, I'm going to start with you. We'll go to Tone. I'm going to actually go ahead and throw my roster in for week one. Just
as
because.
You should.
Nice.
Why not? So, as always, we start with quarterbacks. Nate, who's going to be leading your squad?
Well, he is on both of my fantasy teams. He is leading my Super Bowl prediction, and that's Lamar Jackson. 7,300, I think, against this Jets team. I know they're on the road, and he's just coming back from an injury and the whole contract thing, but I think he absolutely balls out. I think by midseason, his price point's going to be in the mid-8,000. So at 7,300, I'm all over Lamar Jackson.
Very nice. With my quarterback, I'm also going to take guys on my fantasy team and the wife's fantasy team, Jalen Hurts, 6.8K. I mentioned this. I'm excited for this Eagles team. He got star receiver A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith's in his second year, which I really think he could show a lot of potential and really increase a lot of his talent because of A.J. Brown. They have one of the best offensive lines in the game. I just feel like Jalen Hurts is ready to excel, so I'm excited for them, and I'll take him at 6.8K.
Nice. Okay. I'm going to go ahead. I'm trying a new strategy for DraftKings this year. I'm not quite willing to disclose it. I want to see how it pans out. If it's trash, I don't even want to talk about it. But I'm going to start off my team with one of Nate's guys.
Oh.
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh.
5.6K. He's going to lead the Jaguars to a dub in Washington. He's going to get some decent numbers. I went lower tier for my quarterbacks, but I feel like Trevor is going to make some noise this year. I feel good about it. So I like that price point. Trevor Lawrence, 5.6K. It's one of Nate's guys. Lock that in for me, please.
That guy stinks.
Nate's a huge Trevor Lawrence guy.
Big Trevor Lawrence guy.
New listeners, take notes.
I don't like you guys very much. For my first running back is actually I think he was my first overall pick in my 8-man league, which might be a stretch, but at 6,400, it's Najee Harris. Tone has a pretty cool fantasy football name for whoever has Najee Harris on their team. I won't mention
what
it.
What is it?
I don't think I'm allowed to. 6,400. I think him and Mitchell Trubisky, he's going to need someone to dump it off to in time of crisis. So at 6,400, give me Najee Harris.
Najee's in Paris. Love it. All right. So with my running back, I'm going to take Alvin Kamara. 7.6K. I just think he's going to ball out, or at least has the potential to, against this bottom-ranked Atlanta defense. I just think he can catch the ball. He can run the ball. They're going to lean on him, especially Jameis just coming back. Again, they're on the road, and 7.6K, I'll take him all day.
All right. So for my top running back, I'm going with someone who's a little bit wore out, but also a king. I'm going Derrick Henry. I like Derrick Henry this week. He's back. 8.6. They have no receivers. They have no one to throw it to. Their quarterback sucks. It's got to be heavy Derrick Henry. They're going to give it to him every single play. I like Derrick Henry at 8.6K.
At some point, do you guys think Malik Willis will get the nod?
I can definitely see that.
You think? You think?
I can.
I'm just down on them, so I feel like if they lose enough games, maybe they'll give it a try.
Maybe.
I think this is the last year you'll see Ryan Tannehill as a starting quarterback.
I think this is his last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for my second running back, I got a guy who loves to get injured, but his ceiling is probably higher than anybody else's in the league. He's only 6,100 this week. I stole him in a 12-man draft in the second round as a turnaround pick, and I had the second overall pick, so I thought that was clutch. And it's Saquon Barkley, 6,100 against the Tennessee team. I know their defense is probably what they're going to be leaning on most, but I expect him to have a come-out season this year, and it starts with week one.
Very nice. I love that pick. He's also on my team. With my second running back, I'll take Damian Pierce. He's 4.8K. I think this could be the cheapest you see him all year. He has been just shooting up these draft boards. He's officially the RB1 in Houston. I don't know if that says much, but someone's got to get the ball. Someone's got to get the touches. I think he is ready to just excel. So I'll take him at 4.8K.
All right, nice. For my second running back, I'm going to go to a team. I'm going to stick with the trend on my running backs. I'm going to stick to teams who have shitty quarterbacks.
Oh.
So I'm going to go down to Miami. I'm taking Chase Edmonds, 5.2K. Nice. You know, Tua's going to do his best. He's going to try to get it to his star wide receivers when he can. But at the end of the day, he sucks. He's going to have to hand it off. I think Edmonds is going to get some love down there. So 5.2K, it's going to also probably be the cheapest you can get him this year.
And not only will he hand it off, he'll probably check down to him, too.
Absolutely.
So PPR, you love it.
Tua loves to check down. That's his thing. So my most expensive wide receiver is pretty cheap. He's only $5,700, but he had a 1,000-yard receiving season last year. I'm not quite sold on his quarterback yet, but I am a fan of him. But it's Darnell Mooney at $5,700. I think this is another guy that you see his price point start to climb throughout the year. I think he's a guy who would get over 1,400 yards, 1,500 yards this year. He's wide receiver number one. I think he's one of the most underrated receivers in the NFL right now. So give me Darnell Mooney, $5,700.
Very nice. With my first wide receiver, I'll take Mike Williams. He's 6.6K. He's going against Raiders cornerback Anthony Everett, who was outside the top 90 in coverage last year.
Damn.
Mike Williams has 40 pounds, 5 inches on this guy. I just feel like he is in and just ready to rock. So I'm pumped. He has Justin Herbert throwing the ball. I know there are other focal points on that offense, but I think Mike Williams is ready to come back. So I'll take him for 6.6K.
All right. For my first receiver, I'm going to, if you're familiar with season two, you know my fantasy team, Christian McCaffrey, the whole squad. This is someone who was one of the MVPs in my squad. I'm going Jamar Chase.
Nice.
He just put in absolute work for my squad last year. He's at 7.1, which I kind of felt was pretty affordable for Jamar Chase. So I like Jamar Chase to lead my wide receivers this week.
Yeah, he was the lone bright spot on my team last year, and I think I came in second to last in the league. Tone and I are
nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a ton of fun throughout the year. It was just a whole blast in the glass. So for my second receiver, I'm sorry, is someone who is wide receiver number one with a brand new quarterback. If he's anything like Julio Jones was in the Atlanta Falcons offense, I think he's got one of the higher ceilings in the league right now. It's Michael Pittman Jr., only $5,500. Nice. I think he goes off for 2 touchdowns and has himself a day. So Michael Pittman Jr. is my second wide receiver, $5,500.
So we can take the first look at the end of the day.
Oh!
Michael Pittman Jr. is actually my flex.
Oh!
Okay.
5.5K.
Oh.
He's going against a small rookie cornerback and a quarterback that's outside of the top. So he's going against two. He will eventually in different matchups. One's a rookie cornerback. The other was outside of the top 100 in 2021. Houston has one of the worst secondaries in the league. We know Matt Ryan likes to target his wide receiver one. I think it's a no-brainer at 5.5K. I don't understand when this guy's going to get respect. He didn't get it last year when he should have. He's not getting it yet. 5.5K is a steal, so I'll take him at my flex, Michael Pittman.
Definitely. Jr. I love that. And he had shitty Carson Wentz last year. Now he has Matt Ryan, someone who can get him the ball. So I really like Michael Pittman Jr. this year. Great pick. For my second receiver, I spent money on Henry and Chase, so you're going to see bottom of the barrel here for my wide receivers. But I'm going Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Nice.
4.7. He's in Kansas City. When you have a great quarterback like that, I feel good about the receivers. He's losing his best receiver. Tyreek Hill's gone, so he's going to have to find new people to throw it to. And I like MVS. At that price point, I love it, so I'll take that as my second wide receiver.
I dig it. So for my third wide receiver, I know I'm wearing that JJ jersey, but I'm going to go on the other side of the field, and I'm going to take Adam Thielen. Only $5,400. I still think he's one of the more slept-on guys in the league. $5,400 against a Green Bay defense that I think that's going to be keeping a big eye on JJ. He's going to sneak in. He'll probably get 5 to 7 catches, maybe 80, 90 yards. I don't need a whole lot. Yeah, right? He has, what was it, the most, top 3 most touchdowns against single coverage, maybe double coverage. I forget the stat, but yeah, they're going to be looking for him in the red zone.
Very nice. With my second wide receiver, I'm going to take A.J. Brown. He's 6.4K. You know, he's newly in town in Philadelphia, and although they'll be on the road, I just think that he's going to be an early target. So I think Jalen Hurts is going to open up things up for the passing game, And I just don't see how he doesn't get a lot of touches. So I'm really high on him this year. I think he'll be one of the top wide receivers. So I'll take A.J. Brown, 6.4K.
All right. My next receiver, I don't have a ton of hope for my guy. I'm just hoping maybe a few catches. Maybe he gets a surprise touchdown, possibly. But for my running backs, I'm looking for shitty QBs. For my wide receivers, I'm looking for GOAT quarterbacks. So I'm going to go up to Green Bay. I know they're playing the Vikings, but I'm taking Randall Cobb. It's 3.4K. Very cheap, extremely affordable. I know he's got Aaron Rodgers throwing it to him. Again, it's another quarterback who lost their top target, so he's going to be looking for other options. Randall Cobb's established. He's a veteran. He's been in the locker room. I love that price point. So I'll take Randall Cobb at 3.4K.
I think I love that pick.
Thank you.
One of the best sleepers this week. I can imagine. I don't think he's going to be one of those guys who gets to the 6,000s, even like the
no.
high fives. But I could see him getting to the mid fours, the
yeah.
early fives. Just someone that Aaron Rodgers can already trust. Obviously, I think I mentioned 2 weeks ago that they had the highest drop pass rating or percentage in the NFL throughout the preseason. So just a feeling off process for Aaron Rodgers. It's like a safety blanket. I love that pick. So should I go to my flex since you already said yours, or should I just go straight to my tight end?
Either or.
You know what? I'm going to save my tight end because he's really good and my flex kind of stinks. So with my flex, he's only 4,200. Tone actually mentioned him in our win totals episode. It's Nico Collins from Houston. Obviously, Brandon Cooks is WR1. So I think Nico Collins to come out, score himself a tutty. He's a big body receiver, and Davis Mills is going to need some help. So I think he goes out there and has a really good game at 4,200.
Very nice. I'll get to my third wide receiver then. I got T. Higgins, 6.1K.
Nice. Okay.
I just think that, you know, he got almost, I think he actually could have got more targets than Ja'Marr Chase. He's right up there with yards. While I do think Ja'Marr Chase is better, I think T. Higgins is right there. I'm really pumped about that whole wide receiver core. So at 6.1K, for him to be my third guy, I'll take that all day. So I'll take T. Higgins, 6.1.
Fair enough. I'm going to go ahead and jump to my tight ends here. And I'm still living in the past. I'm jumping back to my Christian Mingle days. And I'm rocking with my tight end, T.J. Hockenson from the Detroit Lions. I just hope he can stay healthy throughout the game. He will get his targets. He's a nice red zone threat. I'm expecting a touchdown from T.J. this week. So give me T.J. He's 4.9K. And the Philadelphia Eagles defense opponent rank was 32 against tight ends. So I really love that matchup.
Very nice.
Perfect. So, obviously, one of my favorite things to do as far as DraftKings goes is pair my quarterback with someone on my team. So, Lamar Jackson, my tight end. Tones, what was it, your second-round pick in that draft?
Maybe.
Yeah, Mark Andrews, which I don't hate that pick at all. I think he's the best tight end in the game right now over Kelce, Pitts, Hockenson, all those guys. So, I think him and Lamar and Mark Andrews both drop at least a 30-bomb. So, that's where all my money went, $6,800 for a tight end. Well worth it. Give me Mark Andrews.
Very nice. For my tight end, I'll take David Njoku.
Oh.
3.9K. I think he's going to have a pretty prominent role in this Browns offense this year. I think Jacoby Brissett will check down to him because he's not going to be as confident to throw downfield. And we'll see. So I think he's finally going to break out. He has the talent. He has the potential. 3.9K, I'll take him all day.
All right. And I'll go ahead and give you guys my flex. Go on, Mark Andrews.
Yeah,
Mark Andrews. For all the reasons Nate said, I mean, I'm not willing to say he's the best tight end in the NFL, but 6.8K, I mean, how could you not? I love that value. Going up against the Jets, he's definitely going to get his targets. He's going to get a touchdown, possibly two. So I love that as a flex. I'm rocking with two tight ends this week.
Very nice.
Love it.
So for my defense, I know Tone likes to go with the 2000s. Brace yourself, I'm sure, 2,000 or 2,100. But for me, I went a little higher. I went with the Miami Dolphins defense. 2,600 against the Patriots. Not completely sold on this Patriots offense without Josh McDaniels. Mac Jones, who's wide receiver one, it seems like. They're tight ends. I know Hunter Henry's at the end of his kind of career. I don't know, man. I think this Dolphins defense could get a defensive touchdown this week. Maybe even hold him under, I don't know, 17. That'd be great.
Very nice. Yeah, I like that pick a lot. I didn't go quite to the bottom of the barrel this week, but pretty close. I'll take the New York Giants, actually. 2.3K versus the Titans. Again, I'm just not big on this Titans offense, especially. And at that price point, I think that the Giants could have some potential to at least score a couple points, don't go negative or, you know, zero. So I'll take them 2.3K.
Fair enough. Maybe I splurged a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I splurged a little bit. But I went with the New Orleans Saints at 3.7K.
Ooh.
They're going up against the Falcons, Marcus Mariota at quarterback, no wide receivers, no running back. Basically, just guard Pitts, and we're going to have a pretty solid day. So I like Saints at 3.7K.
Well, right on. Are we going to want to recap real quick?
Let's go ahead and kick it off.
All right, I'll go ahead and run through my team real quick. I got Lamar Jackson, 7,300 at quarterback. My two running backs, I have Najee Harris, 6,400. Saquon Barkley, 6,100. Darnell Mooney at 5,700 for my receiving core, along with Michael Pittman Jr. at 5,500. Adam Thielen at 5,400. My tight end, Mark Andrews at 6,800. My flex is Nico Collins at 42. And the Dolphins defense at 2,600.
Very nice. I have Jalen Hurts, 6.8K, Alvin Kamara, 7.6K, Damian Pierce, 4.8K. My receivers, Mike Williams, 6.6K, A.J. Brown, 6.4K, T. Higgins, 6.1K. My tight end, David Njoku, 3.9K. My flex, Michael Pittman Jr., 5.5K. And then my defense, New York Giants, 2.3.
All right, and lastly for my squad, I have Nate's QB1, Trevor Lawrence at 5.6K. The King, Derrick Henry, 8.6. Chase Edmonds at 5.2. At wide receivers, I have my guy Jamar Chase, 7.1. I have MVS at 4.7. Rounding out my wide receivers, I have Randall Cobb at 3.4. I'm rocking with two tight ends this week. Tight end one, I have TJ Hockenson, 4.9. And the flex, I got Mark Andrews at 6.8. And at defense, I got the Saints, 3.7K.
Well, right on. I think that just about concludes Season 3, Episode 1.
What did he say?
Yeah, I love this part.
Not quite yet. We have What Did He Say? It's the first one of the year. It's 0-0. And once again, shout out to our guy, Dusey, for supplying the trivia. Ready for the question, boys?
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp is the first wide receiver to lead all players in fantasy points since 2014. That 2014 wide receiver also had the number one running back as his teammate. Name that wide receiver running back combo.
I think I might have this one. So initially I thought, Julio Jones and Michael Turner. But I'm like, I feel like that. I don't know when that was. But 8 years ago, I think it's Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown.
Okay. Damn, that's a really good pick. I literally have no clue. I don't even know if I have a pick. Let's see.
Trying to think of teams. Peterson was about done with the Vikes around then. He was
2014. Who was good?
We didn't have a receiver.
Larry Fitzgerald. Who was a running back? They didn't have a good running back.
No,
they said Larry Fitzgerald.
David Johnson. I thought right.
That's my guess then.
Okay.
All right. Well, it is, in fact, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell.
So what a great. My guy. That's how you kick things off.
Yes.
Great pick. So it's going to be LCP 1, D-Say 0 to start off the year. Unfortunately, the more you guys get, the more tougher our guy gets. So expect some fire next week. But that's it, boys. Episode 97, Season 1, Season 3, Episode 1, in the books. NFL's back. What a ride.
I got goosebumps.
I can't wait.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Got Mountaineer coming up soon.
Yeah, around the episode 100 mark. I can't believe it's... I mean, obviously, we've had more than 100 episodes total, but just the main show, it's overwhelming to think about how far we've come and that we're still grinding week in and week out, making content for you guys, even in the off seasons. We're grabbing these interviews. We're even going out of our comfort zone a little bit. We talked NASCAR at one point. The Kentucky Derby, we had a lot of fun with. We were doing these challenges. Just what a hell of a ride. I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Anything else? Tone, you got anything before we close out?
No, just looking forward. Looking forward to this season. I know we have it in us. We're going to see what we do. And shout out all of our listeners. I know a lot of people like take some time off in the off season, and I don't blame you. Mm-hmm. It's tough betting on golf. It's tough betting on Kentucky Derby, like you said, Nash, all this random shit. But NFL is back. This is what we do. We've proven it year in and year out at this point. So hopefully you're rocking with us. If not, fade us. We're cool with that. Either way, just listen, show some love, and we'll keep it going for you guys.
For sure.
Big facts. AJ, anything?
Appreciate all the listeners sticking with us through the off season. I know it's tough, but yeah, the regular season's here. Can't wait. For you guys, real quick before we wrap up, you guys had some solid numbers last year. As always, we'll keep the weekly / yearly totals throughout the season. What's your guys' goals for season 3? Like, is there a percentage mark that you're looking for? Is it just to do better than last year? What are you guys thinking as far as goals?
I'm trying. It's going to be hard, you know. I might fucking suck, but I'm going for 60. I mean, I got 57 point something last year. I know I have it in me. I want to get 60. I think that will make a statement and a mark, and we'll see. Like I said, I might get 40. I don't know. It's part of the ride. It's part of the journey, but I feel confident that I can get to 60%, and I'm hoping I can rock it.
Yeah, I obviously want that 60, but I want 100 wins. I want 100 NFL wins.
Okay.
I think that would be a huge milestone. I don't know what I was last year. Maybe, what was it, in the 60s, maybe 70s? I took a lot of takes, but 100 wins, 61, 62%, just somewhere around that ballpark. I just want to give you guys the best inside knowledge possible. Like Tone said, go ahead and fade us if you're not really riding with us, and that's fine. Just listen, take our advice for not for granted, but just as a grain of salt. And we just love the interactions more than anything too. So we love when you guys ask questions about DraftKings or fantasy, anything like that, about a line. You'll text AJ or you'll text Tone or myself, and then we have a group chat that we'll kind of discuss it, and we just love the interaction more than anything. But that should wrap it up. If you haven't yet, check us out on all of our social media platforms. We are really getting into TikTok now. We're going to be posting a lot more on there, so make sure you follow us ASAP. We're going to put our picks out there. We're going to put some advice out there. We're going to put some fun little challenges. We're just a lot of content coming to TikTok. Obviously, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Check us out. You know the name, Luck Changers Podcast. For your host, Nate, co-host Tone, moderator AJ, season 3, we are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Adios.
Moderator out.
Peace. I'm out of here.
LCP Country.
Let's ride.